Well, that's a very interesting question you asked about the U.S. stepping up its involvement in both Syria and in Iraq. The major reasons over the last century for the crises that have beset the Middle East and North Africa has been intervention by Western powers, the coups and invasions, great political crises and humanitarian disasters. And this is no different, the crisis we're seeing in Iraq and in Syria. It's very much, especially in Iraq, caused by the U.S. invasion. 2003, the civil war that erupted and out of which came Daesh, which the U.S. had a pretty direct role in with their Gulf allies and Turkey in supporting the establishment of the Salafist principality in eastern Syria that this U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency document of 2012 proves. The issue now is, what does the U.S. do? What is the responsibility of the United States now that they've created this mess? Do they just walk away? Or is more intervention needed? It's not an easy question. But the fact is, in Iraq, around Mosul, which is the second largest city, of course, of Iraq, that's under the control of Islamic State, the United States, I think, does have a responsibility to work with the Kurdish Peshmerga and the Iraqi army to take back that city. These two groups do not like each other. They have very bad relations, and that translates into the military operation. They can't seem to get their act together, and they do need some external power to bring them together. That would be the U.S., to bring logistical help, money, intelligence, and of course, even as this New York Times article that you're referencing talks about, helicopter gunships to take part in the Battle of Mosul. I don't think that without U.S. help that Mosul can be retaken, and that's going to be a very difficult operation in any case. Syria, however, is a different issue. We've seen that the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State has largely been focused only on Iraq when the Daesh moved towards this city that I'm in right now, Erbil, back in the summer of 2014. That's when President Obama announced that the U.S. would be going to war against the Islamic State. But whenever the Daesh forces moved westward towards Damascus, threatening Syria, there doesn't seem to have been the U.S. response. For example, Palmyra was allowed to be taken over by the United States at that time, by Daesh at that time. And it's been Russia's intervention with Iran that has taken back this city just recently, liberated it. So I don't, I'm very suspicious of U.S. motives in Syria. I think that they see Raqqa as being potentially liberated by Syrian Arab Army of Damascus and the Russians, and they want to probably get in there and not allow that to happen, to have some influence still in Syria. And I also suspect, of course, the U.S. has not dropped its regime change goals in Syria. So backing more forces as they are doing, that has been a failure, more so-called moderate forces that we know most likely extremists, and also now sending these special U.S. forces on the ground, this has to be suspect. So I think there's a very big difference between what's happening in Iraq and what's happening in Syria.